things come out of line.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now and Freak Show Friday as well. Kind of a perfect fit for the show because we are all a little freaky in some way. You can be on Freak Show Friday, share what you got going on. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. That's our social media. Just follow at Joe and Alex Show and send us a DM. And, well, that's what Bento did. Hey, Bento, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just what do you got going on for Freak Show Friday?
All right, so I know this is all weird, but my family has dinner with ghosts for Christmas.
With ghosts?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
dead
ghosts.
People?
Like ghosts, like spirits who have passed on.
Please explain.
So I'm Portuguese, my family's Portuguese, but I don't really speak it. My family does. Now, on Christmas Eve, Portuguese families, like, they have this special dinner. It's known as the Night of the Consuada, and basically it means, like, it's a smaller meal that you have at the end of fasting for Catholics with Advent. And
okay.
So this dinner, it's like custom for the family to reserve places at the dinner table for, you know, even relatives who have passed away. So we do it every year. We have it all set up with fancy china. My mom whips out the plates with the gold rim and the glasses. And, you know, the Portuguese placemats from Lisbon and everything, even for the empty seats. So we light a candle to, you know, comfort and warm their souls. But we eat a lot of seafood dishes like octopus and cod, like bacalhau, you know. And so there's all these pastry puffs, hot makes, a little French toast dessert type of thing. We put food on the plates for the spirits, too, and give them hope of doing well in the future.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds, you guys, you probably think this sounds crazy, but I know.
Well, it's different. I mean.
Can I throw this out? And I don't mean to offend anybody. To me, like, I'm kind of picturing the movie Coco.
That is exactly what I was thinking, too, but that would be Spanish.
Good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm the most basic of basic, but I guess that's what I'm picturing in a rough idea, Bento. I'm sure it's not the exact same thing, but
yeah,
I guess
but
I see
like
what you're saying.
Commemoration, you know, of your loved ones who've passed. And so, well, like I said, not all Portuguese families do this, but my family, we go around, they go around and tell something to each family member ghost, and we pause to see if we can feel them tell us anything that they want us to hear. And on my dad's side, my aunt and uncle, they just lost their, well, not just, they lost their daughter who was in a car accident before I was even born. And she was 19 when she died. And last year when we went around the table and got to her seat, I don't know, I really felt something, and I really felt like she was listening to me and she was communicating with me. I know it sounds crazy, but I didn't audibly hear anything, but it was something I felt. Like,
what did you feel?
In my heart. And ever since then, I kind of started dating her. I know it's a little freaky. I know it's freaky because she's my cousin, but she's
what do you mean?
Alive.
It's freaky because she's your cousin. It's not only because she's your cousin, she's your freaking ghost cousin.
She technically is alive, which makes it less weird in my opinion. But if she was actually here, I wouldn't be dating her. But she didn't. I don't know. Since she's not, I feel like the same rules don't apply.
Bento, I guess if we're gonna, you know, I'm trying to buy in here. How far along has the relationship progressed? Like, are you holding hands? Have you went to second base?
No, it's like we don't really. I don't know. It's not like that. It's like on a different level, and. She's super pretty, too, and has long, straight, dark hair and chubby cheeks. I even call her my little bunny ballerina. But,
wow.
I don't know. Ghosts are sexy. They give you chills and goosebumps. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I cannot even believe this is my favorite thing of all time. This
I
is
can't believe
wild.
I just said it out loud.
I know. Me neither. But I'm so glad you did, Bento. I'm so glad you did. So, your family, do they know that you are dating your ghost cousin then?
Oh, no.
They would never approve of such a thing?
No, they would. They would think I'm crazy.
Wow. So, are you going to make sure that you sit next to her at the table?
Well, this year.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is an interesting Freak Show Friday.
Producer Porkchop, you look like you've got some questions.
Well, I mean,
I had a question for him earlier. I was going to, when he was talking about the family dinner, I was going to say, now, Bento, I understand your family, you know, might do this dinner thing with the ghost, but I was going to ask you personally if you really believe in it. But, I mean, if you're dating your cousin now, obviously you believe in it. But you know what? Real quick. So I have a bunch of friends that are Portuguese and Brazilian. You know, Brazilian people speak Portuguese.
Oh, really?
So I know you said you don't really speak Portuguese, but I know one of the most popular Portuguese and Brazilian songs, and I'm actually going to sing it to you real quick, and I want you to translate it for me to see if you're actually Portuguese or not.
Why would he be lying about that? Out of all the things to lie about, he's got a ghost cousin.
Because I don't, this is so far-fetched to me, so here it goes. Beijo na boca, é coisa do passado, amor agora é, neramo na pelado. All right, what's that mean?
Well, that sounded really Brazilian Portuguese, by the way, but it means kissing in the mouth is a thing of the past, but what we like to do now is
Say the last word, like a kind of, you know...
Wait, what would you say,
The word I said
let him say it. What is it?
But in English translation...
No, give us the English translation.
Like a flipping pancakes, maybe?
It says what we like to do now is to make out butt naked.
There you go. Okay, that's safe. Good job.
Okay. First of all,
not bad on your pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Obrigado.
Why are you listening to that song?
Because I said I had a bunch of friends, and that was like the cool
that
jam.
You make out with them when you're butt naked?
Dude, actually, you need to look it up. It's really cool.
I feel like I don't know if we have anyone that is Portuguese that listens to us, but I want to know if this is something. He said not all Portuguese families do this dinner, Christmas dinner with the ghost thing. I want to know if your family does that or if you've heard of it, one. And two, or if you're not Portuguese, what is your weird family tradition? Because, I mean, we could talk all day to Bento about his freaking ghost cousin he's in a relationship with, but we don't even have the time.
What pork chop? I think I found it. What's the name of the song?
It's like by Fracao 2000, and it's Beijo na Boca.
Okay, I think I spelled it right. Tell me if this is what you're talking about. I'll play this right here. Is this it?
Yeah,
let's get naked and sit in a circle.
Well, I guess this works and applies for your ghost cousin.
Here, for your cousin, Bento.
You guys are crazy.
You want to make it sound better?
Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. What is your weird Christmas family tradition? And if you're Portuguese, have you heard about what Bento's family does for Christmas?
Agora quero ver você beijar.
So weird.
Oh, next.
Hey, Bento, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, anytime.
All right. Bye. We'll talk to you next on Freak Show Friday.
Jared said you should ask Bento if on their first date he gave a honk to her boobies. But
wow.
Get it? Like
boobies. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I get that. I respect that.
And then Jessica said, that's called an imaginary friend. And then Eric said, I don't think it's too different from Mexicans and Dia de los Muertos, which I don't know what that is.
I hope he didn't swear.
I bet that's the cocoa thing that we're talking about, but we don't know because we're not Spanish-speaking people.
I barely speak English, to be fair. I just want to throw it out there. Not my strongest quality. Aaron, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what do you got going on with this? What do you think?
So when I was in college, one of my old neighbors next to my dorm room, she was Portuguese, and we were talking about what we were doing for Christmas, and she just happened to say, like, that she was going to be honoring spirits and ghosts.
Dude.
And I don't know exactly what they were doing, but I was just like, okay, that's cool. And I just kept going.
What's wrong with that? You guys are getting all freaked out. I mean, I think that's kind of interesting.
I love it.
She was a different person.
Why am I not
very
Portuguese?
Unique.
Ooh, she
very
was?
Very unique person. She was just a very unique person. She liked to kind of pop into our room randomly and... You just never knew when she was going to show up, so she kind of just freaked us out a little bit.
Oh, my
but
God.
I think that was unique for her, not the Portuguese culture.
Yeah, but we got Bento for Freak Show Friday saying that he's doing it. Not only do they bring up the dead at Christmas dinner and talk to them and go around the table, he's dating one of them.
Yeah, I think it's a little interesting that he's dating, but for me, I think the whole idea of celebrating your ancestors is really, really important.
Oh,
so
for
I
sure.
Think it's,
I think
it's
cool.
Interesting how they do it. I think it's a little weird that he's thinks he's dating her.
Now, Aaron, when she used to bust in sometimes and be like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing? Does she ever have any music with her like this?
No.
You like it though, right? It's a bop.
Pelado. Beijo na boca, é coisa do passado.
Go for chop.
Amor da agora é.
Thank you, Aaron.
Neramo na pelado.
Thank you.
Se não te amo, ela não.
Hey, hey.
Seu boco vai mocer até o chão.
Make out with your cousin, even when she's a ghost.
We're going to wake up tomorrow and this song is going to be number one on iTunes, and we're going to be responsible.
Yeah, they're waking up right now. Oh my gosh, our song's playing on the radio.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, man, don't stop. Don't stop. I love that right there. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, one of the best Christmas movies of all time has a lot of booby traps in it. I think you know what movie I'm talking about, but if not, I will fill you in next. But could you survive those booby traps in this Christmas movie?
Somehow on this show, we've talked about boobies a lot, and that doesn't usually happen, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm all about it. It's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.